back a little bit later on as well on 0800 80 1080. But joining us first is Eric Crampton, who is the Chief Economist at New Zealand Initiative, and talking about Treasury and not just the issues with the budget, but some systemic issues, if I can say the word, systemic.
I like the way you doubled the systemic.
For emphasis.
It seems even worse than when you say systemic. What appears to be happening with Treasury is that they're not quite so focused on the economic advice. The smart kids aren't going there anymore. And feedback from those who interact with Treasury, the levels of satisfaction are diminishing. This is according to our next guest, Eric Crampton.
And let's bring him on, Eric Crampton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Too many analysts, Eric, not enough economists. Has Treasury become all about the feels?
Well, it's been a bit of a worry. Over the past few years, we've noticed a deterioration in expertise at Treasury. It's been noticeable in their annual reports, where the quality of policy advice that they've been giving has seen a deterioration in the scores awarded to that quality. In the most recent one, there was even a footnote apologizing for it. In earlier reviews of the quality of advice, it was more around the communication of it. In the more recent ones, it's been around the depth of economic expertise. We've seen it in external stakeholder surveys, where stakeholders have shown declining scores in all of the key performance indicators that they've been asked about, from the 2015 stakeholder survey to the 2017 one. We've yet to see the 2019 one. I hope that they're undertaking it. But we've also seen it in their hiring patterns. So there I started being worried about things around 2015, when the kinds of students who normally would be going from economics into the summer internship program at Treasury, where they'd do that for the summer before they went into honors, they'd stopped seeing Treasury as a place that really valued economics and were putting their time elsewhere.
So Treasury's are not picking up the smart kids who care about economics. It's picking up analysts, diversity hires, that kind of thing. Why is that such a problem?
Well, Treasury's core role is in economic analysis, in running a level economic ruler across the different policy recommendations that have come from other ministries to make sure that we're getting the right value for money across all of the different spending programs. We call it sort of a control agency. So other ministries will come up with spending proposals, do a bit of cost-benefit assessment around it possibly, and then Treasury will look through those and provide advice to the Minister of Finance around where the best value for money might be sitting. That's a lot harder to do if you don't have economists on the job and you've been hiring people with other skills instead.
The article that you've written that's been published by the spin-off, this is fascinating. I mean, you're looking at the actual numbers of people who work at Treasury and what their qualifications are. You write that Treasury's seen a net loss of 18 economists with honours or master's level training, a net loss of 5 with PhD level training. How did you do all this research?
Oh, so those numbers were over the past 6 years, through OAA requests. So I started worrying about this when I was getting reports back from students at the University of Canterbury that they weren't pursuing the graduate fellowships there anymore at Treasury because Treasury didn't seem interested. So I started doing OAA requests on the complement of staff and their training. So the first batch of requests is showing that Treasury really didn't have a good sense of the human capital that it had, that it didn't really know across a lot of its analysts and principal analysts and senior advisors what their qualifications were really in. But among those where they did know the qualifications, economists were becoming outnumbered. Other folks, I think it was the Taxpayers Union, put in some requests looking at the intake into the graduate hires, so the new crop of fresh analysts coming in, and that was showing a substantial decline in the proportion with any serious training in economics. And that meshed well with the stories that I was hearing back from the universities, where the kids there had been left with a very strong impression that Treasury was emphasizing everything except for economics in its hiring. They'd done such a good job in trying to let people know that you didn't have to have an economics degree, because there are other skills that Treasury needs. They do need to have lawyers. They need to have accountants. They need to have a few other people in. But they were trying really hard to emphasize that economics wasn't the only thing that you needed, and they did such a good job of that that the economists kind of stopped seeing themselves as being really wanted there. And those that were applying started getting more emails subsequent to last week's piece in the spinoff saying, yep, we're still not getting a look in.
Any chance that Roxy and I might get a job there? This sounds like great news, Eric.
Well, I'm not sure what your qualifications are. Do you have a proper economics training?
No, funnily enough. I like cricket stats and chart positions for bands and things like that.
Roxy can read a Visa card, Bill, and I'm just a bit of a sting, so I think we go down quite well.
Well, it's kind of fun. I got interested in cricket because of the stats behind it. One of my colleagues at Canterbury is the guy who invented the WASP, and I was watching him do the linear programming on that, and it's really fascinating.
That's very cool.
Hey, last question because we've got to go, Eric. Is this Gabriel McClough's fault, and if so, how do we fix it?
It's hard to pin fault, but this has all happened under Gabriel McClough's watch. That the deterioration of the position of expertise within the organization, that's entirely come under him. We need to have a chief executive that has the academic credibility as a research economist to really signal that the organization is, again, placing value on economic expertise, but it also has to be somebody who's got enough public sector managerial expertise to make the changes that are necessary, and especially at some of the higher levels in Treasury, to make sure that that change in culture flows through. And that's a tough role to fill.
Well, thank you.